Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
Today we're going to be doing a deep dive into the world of artificial intelligence. Specifically, what it might look like over the next 10 years.
Yeah, the next decade of AI.
We're basing this deep dive on a really fascinating report from XR1 AI Consulting, and honestly, it's pretty mind-blowing stuff.
It is.
So get ready, because AI could change everything from how you work to how you shop, maybe even your healthcare.
It really touches every aspect of life.
Okay, so let's get right into it. XR1 AI Consulting predicts 5 big ways that AI is going to really disrupt the world.
Big time.
And the first one, the one that's probably on everyone's mind.
The big one.
Is automation and the future of work. What's going to happen? Are the robots going to take over? Are we all going to be out of jobs?
Well, the report highlights that, a lot of those kind of like those routine tasks, those repetitive tasks that are in a lot of jobs, those are the ones that are really ripe for AI takeover.
So that makes sense, right? If a robot can do the boring stuff, then humans are free to focus on the creative stuff, the strategic stuff.
Exactly, exactly. Like, think about it. If you could hand off all those kind of tedious tasks that eat up your day, imagine how much more time you'd have for the stuff that actually gets you excited, the stuff that, like, uses your real brain power.
Right. But then the question becomes, will we even be ready for that?
That's the key.
What kind of skills are we even going to need in this new world of work?
Yeah, that's a really crucial question. And the report really emphasizes this idea of lifelong learning. Like, it's going to be more important than ever before.
Always be learning, always be growing.
Yeah. We're going to have to be so adaptable, you know, and willing to learn new things, new skills, just to kind of stay ahead of the curve, because the curve's going to be changing fast.
Almost like we each need to develop our own personal AI strategy.
You know what? That's a great way to put it. Like, figure out how can AI help you achieve your goals? What are your goals?
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay, disruption number 2. XR1 calls this industry convergence. Basically, the lines between industries are going to start getting blurry.
Yeah, it's all about breaking down silos, right?
But can you give us a concrete example of what that would look like in the real world?
Totally. Imagine, like, your doctor teams up with, like, a tech company.
Interesting.
And they create a personalized healthcare plan for you, but it's based on data from your smartwatch.
Okay, that's cool.
That's the kind of convergence we're talking about. You got healthcare and tech coming together in a totally new way. It's wild, right? AI is basically enabling this whole new level of collaboration between companies that you wouldn't normally think would work together, and they're going to create these, like, totally new business models.
Go care tailored to me. I'm kind of into that.
Okay.
Let's talk about something that we probably all do every day, shopping. And this is where things get, I think, a little bit interesting and a little bit creepy.
For sure.
XR1 predicts the rise of something called hyper-personalization.
Hyper-personalization. It's all about, you know, taking personalization to the next level.
So what does that actually look like? What does that mean?
Okay, picture this. Your streaming service. It knows your mood, and it suggests the perfect show or music, you know, to match that mood.
That's kind of cool, I have to admit.
It is pretty cool, isn't it? It's like AI becomes this, like, mind-reading DJ for your life.
Okay, but also a little creepy, right? It's like AI is going to know us better than we know ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely that element of, you know, like, is this too much? Where's the line?
Right, are we giving up too much?
Exactly, and it brings up all these questions about data privacy and, like, how much control do we really have over our information anymore?
Yeah, those are questions we're going to have to grapple with. Okay, moving on to disruption number 4, decision-making and predictive analytics.
It sounds like AI is going to be making a lot of decisions for us in the future.
Well, it's not necessarily about AI making decisions for us.
Yeah.
But it's definitely going to be helping us make better decisions.
Okay, I like that better. Right. It's like AI as a super-powered advisor. The report talks about how AI can analyze these massive, massive amounts of data, you know, way more than a human could ever process, and it can identify these hidden patterns that we might miss, and then it can use those patterns to predict what might happen in the future.
Yeah. So, for example?
Yeah. Think about, like, a logistics company. They use AI to predict shipping delays.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Right? Like, before they even happen. And then they can reroute shipments in real time.
Right,
that kind of efficiency could save them so much money, so many headaches.
Yeah, I get that. So it's really about AI, like, augmenting our decision-making, not taking over completely.
Totally. Yeah. It's like having this incredibly powerful tool at your disposal that can help you see things you wouldn't otherwise see and make better choices.
Right. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. It could be a really good thing if we use it right.
That's the key, if we use it right.
But of course, there's always that potential downside.
Of course.
Are there any risks that we should be thinking about when it comes to all this AI-powered decision making?
I mean, honestly, yeah, there are definitely risks. That's why we have to be aware of, like, the potential pitfalls. We need to make sure that AI is being used responsibly, ethically.
Good point. We've talked about a lot of major disruptions here, but now let's talk about the opportunities. XR1 also outlines some really exciting possibilities that AI could unlock in the next decade. Let's start with one that I think we can all get behind: revolutionizing customer experience.
You mean like make dealing with companies less painful?
Yeah, exactly. Or even enjoyable. Can you imagine that?
Oh, man, that would be a dream, wouldn't it?
It would be amazing.
Like, imagine you're planning a trip and you're talking to an AI-powered travel agent. This agent knows your travel preferences, like, inside and out. They can anticipate flight delays before they even happen.
Sign me up. I'm so tired of dealing with customer service that just makes you want to pull your hair out.
Right. It's the worst. But AI could totally change that.
Absolutely. Okay. XR1 also predicts a rise in data monetization. This one's a little bit more complex, I think, but basically it means that you could potentially profit from your own data.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, your data is valuable.
Wait, hold on. So you're saying I could actually get paid for my data. How does that even work?
Well, it's all about like shifting the power dynamic a little bit, right? It's about giving you more control over your data. You get to decide how it's used.
That's interesting.
Like imagine a retail chain. They use AI to analyze their sales data. And then they sell those insights, like anonymized insights, to suppliers. Your shopping habits could actually become a valuable commodity.
My data is a commodity. Okay, that's definitely something I'm going to need to wrap my head around.
Yeah.
But let's move on to an area where AI's potential is, I think, just truly amazing: healthcare.
Yeah.
XR1 predicts that AI is going to accelerate innovation in healthcare like never before.
I mean, just imagine AI helping researchers to discover new drugs and treatments in like a fraction of the time it takes today. We're talking about faster diagnoses, personalized medicine tailored to your specific genetic makeup, even AI-powered robots assisting in surgeries.
That's incredible.
Like, mind-blowing, isn't it?
AI could literally be a lifesaver.
Oh, yeah. It definitely has the potential to be.
Okay. And it doesn't stop there.
Yeah.
XR1 also highlights how AI could be a powerful tool for driving sustainability.
Sustainability, yeah, that's a huge one.
Okay, how can AI help us save the planet?
Well, think about a renewable energy company. They use AI to like perfectly predict weather patterns to optimize their energy production.
Oh, that's smart.
Right, so they can reduce their reliance on fossil fuels.
Makes
sense. Or imagine using AI to monitor deforestation or track endangered species, yeah, you know, all in real time.
Wow, that's powerful.
There are so many ways we can use AI to address these really pressing environmental challenges.
It's almost like AI could be our partner in building a more sustainable future.
I like that. AI is our sustainability partner.
It is. And finally, let's talk about how AI could impact our day-to-day work lives.
Mm-hmm.
XR1 calls this unlocking productivity gains.
Yeah. It's all about working smarter, not harder, right?
Exactly. So what does that look like?
Think of AI as like your superpowered sidekick at work. It can automate all those tedious tasks that just drain your energy.
I would love that.
You know, free up your time so you can focus on like more strategic thinking, creative problem solving.
Yes. Less busy work, more big picture thinking.
Exactly. Imagine a lawyer, right? They use AI to review contracts, and then they have all this extra time to focus on the really complex legal matters.
Okay, that's the dream. Having AI handle all the little things so I can focus on what really matters.
Right. It's like AI taking care of all the noise so you can focus on the signal.
I love that. AI is a noise filter.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. AI is bringing both, you know, disruptions and opportunities, and it's clear that the next decade is going to be pretty wild. But how do we even prepare for all of this?
That's a great question, and that's where the report gets really practical. XR1 outlines 5 key steps that we can all take to navigate this AI-powered future.
Okay, so we need like an AI strategy for our lives. I thought that was just for big companies.
Well, yeah, think of it as like a roadmap, a personal roadmap for how you want to use AI to achieve your goals.
Okay.
Like, what are your dreams? What are your aspirations? How can AI help you get there? It's about being proactive, being intentional, not just letting AI happen to you.
So it's not about being a tech expert. It's about understanding how AI can be a tool to help me, to help me achieve what I want to achieve.
Exactly. It's about taking control of your AI journey.
I like that. Okay, what's the next step?
Well, the report really emphasizes this idea of investing in talent and skills development. We need to embrace this idea of lifelong learning and just constantly adapt, right? The world is changing so quickly. The demands of the AI-driven world are evolving all the time. So what new skills are you going to need to thrive? How are you going to stay ahead?
So we're talking about upskilling, right? Learning new things, staying ahead of the curve. What about the more practical side of things? How do we actually use AI to our advantage?
Well, that's where adopting a scalable AI infrastructure comes in. It might sound a little technical, but it really just means finding the right AI tools and systems that like meet your needs.
Okay.
You know, there are so many AI-powered apps and services out there today. There's everything from personal assistants to language translators to, you know, financial management tools. The key is to be discerning.
Yeah.
Choose the tools that actually align with your goals, your values.
So it's about being selective, being intentional about the AI tools that we bring into our lives. This has been an incredible deep dive so far, and I feel like I'm starting to see how AI could really impact my life in so many ways.
Yeah, and this is just the beginning, remember. The AI landscape is changing all the time. You know, there are going to be surprises along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild ride, that's for sure.
It is. But I think it's also a really exciting time to be alive. You know, to witness this incredible technological revolution unfolding right before our eyes.
I agree. I mean, it's not every day that you get to see the world being reshaped in such a fundamental way.
Exactly. Okay, so to help us all get a clearer picture of what this impact might actually look like in our lives,
yeah,
let's dive into some specific examples of how these disruptions could actually play out, you know, in the real world.
Yeah, let's make this a little bit more concrete.
Exactly. So let's start with automation. The XR1 report specifically mentions that manufacturing is going to see some massive changes.
Oh, yeah. Manufacturing is definitely going to be on the front lines of this whole AI revolution.
So what kind of changes are we talking about?
Well, think about it. AI-powered robots could be handling like all those repetitive tasks on factory floors. You know, the kind of jobs that are often, well, they can be dangerous for human workers.
Right. It's not exactly the most stimulating work either.
Exactly. And so the good news for human workers is that they would be freed up to focus on more, you know, creative and complex tasks, things like quality control or even, you know, designing the next generation of robots.
So it's not about humans versus robots.
Yeah.
It's more like humans and robots working together.
Exactly. It's about collaboration. It's about, you know, leveraging AI to enhance our capabilities, not to replace us altogether.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm.
Okay, let's try to demystify this industry convergence thing a little bit. Can you give us like a really tangible example of how those lines between industries might actually start to blur?
Okay, so imagine a world where your doctor and your smartwatch are like working together to keep you healthy.
I'm listening.
Hmm. So picture this. A healthcare provider partners with, let's say, a tech company to develop an AI-powered app that analyzes data from your wearable.
Okay, so that's stuff like my heart rate, my sleep patterns, my activity levels, all that stuff.
All of that. And then think about how all of that data could be used to, like, create a truly personalized health plan for you, or, you know, maybe even detect potential health issues early on before they become serious problems.
Almost like a preventative approach to healthcare.
Exactly. And it could even be used to make adjustments to your treatment in real time based on how your body is responding.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. It's like having a 247 virtual health assistant right there on your wrist.
It's incredible, right? The possibilities are really endless when you start thinking about how we can combine these different technologies and these different industries.
Yeah, it really is mind-blowing. Okay, on to hyper-personalization, which we talked about earlier. Can you give us an example that really brings this concept to life? You know, something that we can all relate to?
Hey, let's talk about online shopping.
Everybody loves online shopping.
Right. So today, you know, you might get some pretty basic recommendations on like Amazon or whatever based on your past purchases.
Yeah, like you might also like this.
Right. Exactly. But with AI-powered hyper-personalization, your online shopping experience could become like incredibly tailored to you. So imagine you're browsing an online store.
Okay.
And the AI is like analyzing your browsing history, your social media activity, maybe even your location to create this totally unique shopping experience just for you.
So it's not just about what I bought last week. It's about like who I am as a person.
Exactly. It's about understanding your preferences, your style, your interests, even your current mood. You might get like personalized discounts on items that you've been you know, eyeing or recommendations for things that you might not even know you wanted.
Okay. I could see how that would be convenient, but I can also see how it could be a little overwhelming, you know, like it's almost too much information.
Yeah, that's a fair point. It's definitely a delicate balance. It's about finding that sweet spot between personalization and, you know, information overload.
Right. Because nobody wants to feel like they're being bombarded with, you know, ads and recommendations all the time.
Exactly. It's about making the experience feel seamless and helpful, not intrusive or creepy.
I think that's the key. All right. Next up is decision making and predictive analytics. Can you give us a really concrete example of how AI could help us make, you know, smarter decisions in our lives?
Okay. Let's say you're running a business that relies on like timely deliveries.
Okay. So a delivery company or, you know, even just a small business that ships products to customers.
Right. So using traditional methods, you might rely on like historical data and, you know, good old fashioned intuition to plan your delivery routes.
Right.
But AI can take things to a whole new level. Mm-hmm. Imagine being able to leverage real time data from like traffic sensors, weather reports, even social media to predict potential delays and optimize those delivery routes on the fly.
That's smart.
Right. Not only could this save your business time and money, but it could also help reduce fuel consumption and emissions, which is a win for the environment.
So AI is not just about boosting efficiency. It's also about, you know, making more sustainable choices.
Exactly. And I think that's something that a lot of people can get behind.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've talked about a lot of really exciting possibilities here, but let's wrap up this section by bringing things back to you, the listener. Imagine you've just listened to us talk about all these potential disruptions and opportunities. What's the one like key message that you should take away from this conversation?
You know, I think the biggest takeaway here is that AI is not some distant futuristic concept. It's happening now, and it's going to have a profound impact on your life, on your work, on the world around you. So the key is to be informed, to be prepared, and to be proactive in shaping how AI integrates into your world.
That's a powerful message. It's about, you know, empowering ourselves to navigate this new AI-powered landscape, not just letting it, you know, kind of wash over us passively.
Exactly. It's about taking ownership of our AI journey.
And speaking of empowerment, let's shift gears and talk about those five key steps that XR1 outlines for preparing for this AI-driven future. We already touched on developing a personal AI strategy and investing in skills development, but let's dive a little deeper into what those actually look like in practice.
Okay, yeah, let's get down to brass tacks.
Exactly. So when it comes to developing a personal AI strategy, you know, where do we even begin?
Well, I think it all starts with identifying your goals. Think about your career aspirations, your personal interests, your health and well-being, all of that. How can AI help you achieve those goals? Maybe you're interested in a career that's, you know, at the forefront of AI innovations. You'll want to start researching the skills you need to develop. Or maybe you're just really passionate about, I don't know, personal finance, and you want to explore how AI-powered tools can help you manage your money more effectively.
So it's about figuring out how to, like, harness the power of AI to create the life that you want, right? To achieve those goals and dreams that you have.
Exactly. It's about aligning AI with your values and aspirations, making it work for you, not the other way around.
That makes a lot of sense. And that leads us perfectly into the next step, which is investing in talent and skills development.
Yeah, this is where we start taking action.
So how do we actually go about, you know, upskilling and reskilling for this AI-driven future? What are some concrete steps that we can take?
Well, the good news is that there are more resources available than ever before. There are online courses, boot camps, workshops, mentorship programs, you know, even degree programs specifically focused on AI and all these related fields.
Oh, wow. So there's really something out there for everyone.
Absolutely. It's all about finding the learning path that works best for you and your learning style.
So it's like embarking on a lifelong learning adventure.
Exactly. And with AI as your guide, who knows where that adventure might take you?
I love that. Now, before we move on to the next step, I want to bring something up that's been on my mind throughout this whole conversation. You know, we've talked a lot about the positive potential of AI, the exciting opportunities, all of that.
Yeah.
But what about the potential downsides? What about the possibility that AI could be used in ways that are harmful or, you know, even unethical? How do we safeguard against that?
That's an incredibly important point, and it's something that we definitely cannot ignore. As with any powerful technology, there's always a risk of misuse or unintended consequences. So we need to be aware of those potential pitfalls. We need to have those difficult conversations, and we need to advocate for the responsible and ethical development and deployment of AI.
So it's not just about embracing the opportunities, it's also about being vigilant, about being aware of the risks, and about speaking up when we see something that doesn't feel right.
Exactly. We need to approach AI with both enthusiasm and a healthy dose of skepticism, always asking those tough questions and making sure that we're using this technology for good.
I think that's a really important message to keep in mind. Okay, that leads us to the next step on XR1's roadmap, which is leverage strategic partnerships. What does that look like in a personal context? How can we, you know, form those strategic partnerships to help us navigate this AI-powered future?
Well, it's about recognizing that you don't have to go it alone. You know, there's a whole community of people out there who are passionate about AI and its potential.
Yeah, it's not like we're all just figuring this out in isolation.
Exactly. So connect with those like-minded individuals. Join online forums and discussion groups, attend industry events, you know, even look for opportunities to collaborate on projects. There's strength in numbers. And by working together, we can amplify our voices and ensure that AI is developed and used in ways that benefit everyone.
It's about building a community and supporting each other as we venture into this uncharted territory.
Exactly. We're all in this together, right?
Absolutely. All right, on to the final step, which is adopt a scalable AI infrastructure. This one sounds a bit technical. Can you break it down for us? What does this mean for the average person who's, you know, just trying to figure out how to make AI work for them?
It's actually simpler than it sounds. It's really just about finding the right AI tools and systems that fit your specific needs and goals. And the good news is that there's this vast and ever-growing ecosystem of AI-powered apps and services out there.
Okay, so we're talking about everything from personal assistants to language translators to, like you said before, those financial management tools.
All of that and more. The key is to be discerning. You know, take your time, do your research, and choose the tools that are reliable, secure, and align with your values.
So it's about being selective and intentional about the AI tools that we bring into our lives, not just adopting every shiny new gadget or app that comes along.
Right. It's about being thoughtful and making sure that AI is serving you, not the other way around.
That makes a lot of sense. This has been an incredibly insightful deep dive so far, and I honestly feel like I have a much better understanding of what this AI-powered future might hold. But before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier, the potential downsides of AI and the importance of ethical considerations. Can you elaborate on that a bit more? What are some of the specific ethical challenges that we need to be thinking about as AI becomes more integrated into our lives?
Sure. Yeah, I'm happy to talk more about that. You know, as AI becomes more and more powerful, it's crucial to remember that it's a tool.
A powerful tool.
A very powerful tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill. We need to be mindful of the potential for AI to be used in ways that could be harmful or discriminatory.
Can you give us a specific example of what that might look like, you know, just to help us wrap our heads around this a little bit better?
Sure. Imagine an AI-powered hiring system that unintentionally perpetuates existing biases in the workforce.
Oh, interesting.
So if the algorithm is trained on data that reflects historical inequalities, it might unfairly screen out qualified candidates from underrepresented groups, even though those candidates are perfectly qualified for the job.
That's a really sobering example, and it just shows how, even with the best intentions, AI can still have unintended consequences.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to have open and honest conversations about the ethical implications of AI and to advocate for the development of AI systems that are fair, transparent, and accountable.
So it's not just about the technical aspects of AI.
Right.
It's also about the human values that we embed in these systems.
Absolutely. We need to ensure that AI is aligned with our values, with our sense of fairness and justice, and that it's used to create a more just and equitable world for everyone.
That's a really powerful thought. This has been an incredible thought-provoking discussion. I think we've covered a lot of important ground. But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with something to ponder, a question that's been swirling in my mind throughout this whole conversation. You know, we've talked about AI's potential to, like, transform industries, revolutionize customer experiences, even help us tackle, like, global challenges like climate change.
Right, some really big, big stuff.
But what about AI's impact on our humanity?
Our humanity.
Yeah. Like, what about those qualities that make us, you know, creativity, empathy, our sense of purpose?
Right.
Will AI enhance those qualities or will it somehow diminish them?
That is a really profound question. And honestly, it's one that's been debated by, like, philosophers, technologists, everybody for years now.
Yeah.
And there's no easy answer.
Right.
But it's definitely something that we need to be thinking about, exploring as we, you know, as we move further into this AI-driven future. I mean, on the one hand, you know, AI has this incredible potential to free us, like really free us from all those mundane tasks that just like suck up all our time and energy.
The boring stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like, imagine a world where AI handles all the paperwork, the scheduling, the data analysis, all that stuff.
I would love that.
Right. And then we could dedicate ourselves to like creative pursuits, meaningful relationships, making a real difference in the world.
Yeah, like actually living our lives instead of just, you know, managing our to-do lists.
Exactly. So in that sense, you know, AI could actually amplify our humanity, give us more space to be fully human.
Okay, I like that idea. AI is a liberator of human potential.
Yeah.
But I also can't shake this fear, you know, this nagging fear that AI could somehow make us less human.
Less human.
Yeah. Like, what if we become so reliant on AI that we lose our ability to, I don't know, to think for ourselves, to solve problems creatively, to connect with each other on a deeper level?
I get that. I mean, it's a valid concern. With any powerful technology, there's always the risk of becoming too dependent on it.
Right. We don't want to become like, you know, slaves to the machines or anything.
Exactly. But I also believe that AI can be, you know, a force for good in our lives, but only if we approach it intentionally, you know, with awareness.
So how do we strike that balance? How do we find that sweet spot between leveraging AI's capabilities and also, you know, nurturing our own human strengths?
Well, I think it's about, you know, it's about recognizing it's not an either situation.
Right.
It's not AI versus humanity. It's AI and humanity working together.
Working together, yeah, like partners.
Exactly. Partners. We need to view AI as a tool, a really powerful tool that can help us to reach our full potential as human beings.
And so it's about like co-evolution, you know, finding ways to integrate AI into our lives in a way that enhances our humanity rather than diminishing it.
Exactly. It's about finding that synergy between human ingenuity and artificial intelligence.
I love that. This deep dive has been incredibly insightful. I honestly feel like I have a much better understanding of what this AI-powered future might hold. But as we wrap up this conversation, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought, something to ponder, a question that's been kind of swirling in my mind throughout this whole conversation.
Okay, I'm all ears.
So throughout our discussion today, we've explored this incredible potential of AI to transform our world, you know, hopefully for the better. But we've also acknowledged that there are potential risks and that we need to be really thoughtful about ethical considerations as we move forward. So here's the question I want to leave you with. What will your AI story be? How will you choose to engage with this transformative technology? Will you be a passive observer or an active participant in shaping the future of AI?
That is such a powerful question. And honestly, I think it's one that each of us needs to answer for ourselves. The AI revolution is happening now, and it's up to all of us to decide what role we want to play in it. Will we use AI to create a world that is more just, more equitable, more sustainable? Or will we allow it to exacerbate existing inequalities and create, you know, new challenges? The choice is ours to make.
And on that note, we'll bring this deep dive to a close. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey into the world of AI. We hope this has been helpful, that you've gained some valuable insights and are feeling, well, hopefully a little bit inspired to learn more and to get involved. So until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and stay human.